Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk. I was in trial all of last week, so I was unable to put out content. But first, today on the docket, one, the Patrick Frazee conviction and sentence. Two, let's talk about Crystal Lee Kenny's sentence. What do you think she ought to get? Third, the Jennifer Rothwell homicide case in St. Louis. Fourth, an example of a hairdo that you should not wear to court. And finally, what case do you want to discuss next? Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk. And first, I would like to thank you for tuning into our channel. If you have not already subscribed, we ask that you hit that subscribe button. If you like the video, please hit the like button and please leave us a comment. We want to know what you have to say about what we're talking about. First on the docket, so the Patrick Frazee case, which we have followed rather closely from the beginning. It would have been better had it been actually televised or videoed in court where people could actually see things, but that is not the case. But we followed it closely. And for those who don't know, Patrick Frazee was accused of and has now been convicted of killing the mother of his child, his fiance, Kelsey Barrett. Crystal Lee Kenny was another girlfriend of Patrick Frazee who came to clean up the mess, as it was described, and ultimately testified against him in exchange for a very good deal. So we follow the case. The closing arguments could have been done on Friday afternoon. No. What do? To make life difficult for all of us, particularly me, they wait until Monday. Well, guess what? I'm starting a federal trial Monday morning, and I simply was not able to do it as I was in court all day, and then just the requirements of trial did not allow me to get back to the office and make a video. I probably could have done something. I apologize. I apologize. But Patrick Frazee is found guilty by a jury of his peers in 3 hours. So this trial goes for a little over 2 weeks, 3 hours. I thought it would have been a little closer, but you know, when you're the jury and you have a chance to look and see everyone in the courtroom, not just the witnesses, but how Patrick Frazee is acting, those kinds of things matter. And of course, we didn't get to see it because apparently the courts in Colorado don't think that we should let the judicial process be seen to all. Mr. Frazee gets convicted. Since it's a life without parole case, no need to set it over for a pre-sentence investigation report to see if, you know, Mr. Frazee had a tough childhood, did his parents beat him? Who knows, whatever would have been there. His work history. It doesn't matter. He's going to prison for the rest of his life, and he's never getting out. And he got 156 years stacked on top of his life sentence. He will never, ever get out. Next matter on the docket, Crystal Lee Kenny, the girlfriend of Patrick Frazee, the nurse who traveled all the way from Idaho, helped clean up, dispose of the body of Kelsey Barrett based upon her own testimony. What is she going to get? Haven't been able to find the exact date of her sentencing just yet, but I've been a little busy, so I apologize in advance, but I'll have it for you as soon as I can narrow that date down. My guess is it'll be set after the holiday so that Crystal Lee Kenny can, in fact, be with her family. Now, the district attorney, Mr. May, has stated that his deal that he made with Crystal Lee Kenny was, in fact, a deal with the devil, but a deal that had to be made. Otherwise, they would not have been able to convict Patrick Frazee. Now, she pled guilty to a Class 6 felony here in the state of Colorado. That carries between 12 months and 18 months in the Colorado Department of Corrections. If there were aggravating circumstances, the court could impose up to 3 years. Miss Kenny, as part of her plea bargain, has agreed that her sentence will be up to 3 years. That is what they call Blakely, waiving Blakely. Blakely is a United States Supreme Court case that said anything that increases the possible penalty has to be pled, proven to the jury beyond a reasonable doubt for that sentencing enhancer to go higher. So she's waived that, agreed to up to 3 years. 3 years. Do you think that is enough for Crystal Lee Kenny? She's, in theory, probation eligible. Do you think that her testimony was so valuable, so important, that it is worthy of probation? Or do you think she should get her 3 years plus a 1 year mandatory period of parole if she is, in fact, sentenced to the Department of Corrections? Let me know in the comments. I want to hear about it. So the next case we have comes from St. Louis, Missouri. And it is the case of Jennifer Rothwell and her now charged husband, Bo Rothwell, who's accused of murder. And it started out as a missing persons case from, in fact, Bo Rothwell. And then it turned into a murder case the following night. He was charged with murder even before his wife's body was ultimately found. And Bo Rothwell actually led police to the location in the park where her body could be discovered. Police believe that Bo Rothwell killed his wife on November 11th, and he was seen on video that day buying bleach and other cleaning supplies from a local store. He reported her missing the next day, saying he had last seen her leaving work and her car was and that her car had been abandoned nearby. Jennifer Rothwell was an engineer for DuPont, and obviously completely out of character for her to just disappear. Both Jennifer and Bo were chemical engineers. They married in 2015, and Bo is in fact accused of having an affair during the same time that his wife was pregnant and ultimately her death. Bo Rothwell was originally charged with second-degree murder, and his bond was set at $100,000. It was then upgraded, and now he is being held without bond. The mere fact that he led authorities to the location of his wife's body does not bode well for him, and it seems like a pretty straightforward case. Once again, the question is going to become, why would a married man who has a beautiful wife, a beautiful family, get involved with someone and completely destroy the beautiful wife and the beautiful family instead of simply just getting a divorce, if that's truly what he wanted? We'll be following this, particularly to see what his motive was, and was it just to be with the new girlfriend, or was there something else? We'll be following it. Now, since it's a short week for Thanksgiving, we're not going to do a dumb criminal of the week. However, would you take a look at this lad? Wow. Look at that haircut. Now, he's not going to get any awards, but maybe if he calls me, if he shoots me an email, we may give him a Crime Talk mug simply for having a haircut that bold and wearing it to court. Look at that style. Nothing says, look, I think I'm Batman. Look, I may be incompetent than that haircut right there. So, he may not get an award, he may not get a mug, but if he calls, I'll probably give him one anyway, simply because, well, I can. Now, next on the docket is, as the new year begins, there's always a plethora of new cases. There is so much crime out there, it is almost too hard to decide what to discuss every day. If I could do it, I could talk about this stuff for 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, even more. And I think that people would watch. I think people are so fascinated by crime. I think people are fascinated by true crime as to why people do it. There's a certain fear as to what goes on out there. And I'm telling you, as a criminal defense attorney for 25 years, if people knew the amount of crime that took place in their cities on a daily basis, they would be shocked, they would lock the door, and they would not leave. But it's also about good versus evil. It's about people persevering and seeking the truth, and detectives and people coming forward to disclose new information about a case, and whether it's to do the right thing or to make sure the family of a victim of a crime has some closure. That's important, and that's why I think people love true crime. We think we provide a service here by trying to explain things in a little more detail than you'd get on your evening news. Explain from a perspective of somebody who has been a prosecutor and someone who's been a defense attorney and done nothing but criminal defense for the last 20 years. Someone who has handled thousands of criminal cases. Too many homicide cases that I can't even recall all of them. I think that I bring something to you, and hopefully you all think that I bring something to you of insightfulness about these cases, of how they are going to be handled and what to expect. So I would appreciate it if you all know of any truly interesting cases out there that maybe that, yes, they're being covered and they're interesting and you want to hear more about it, or a case that is not getting the attention that it deserves, but it may, and hopefully we can help bring that publicity to a case to either make sure that justice is done one way or the other, because nobody wants an innocent person to go to prison for a crime that they did not commit. So think about it. Leave me a comment below, and we will consider it. Like I said, if I could do this 8 hours a day, I certainly would. I think there's definitely enough content out there to be covered. Thanks for watching Crime Talk. I appreciate it. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Hit that like button and leave me a comment. The Patrick Frazee trial. Life 156 years. Is that enough? Crystal Lee Kenny. She's going to get 3 years in prison. Is that enough? Why do all these men with beautiful wives and families do what they do, allegedly, to go be with the new mistress. If somebody can explain that to me, please let me know. And ultimately, let me know what case you'd like to follow. Have a great day.